In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For 40 days after his resurrection, our Lord appeared to his disciples in bodily form upon earth, and then he ascended into heaven. But before he left them, he promised that he would send the Holy Spirit to comfort them and to inspire the church. It was on the Jewish feast of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection and 10 days after the ascension, that the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in tongues of fire. In Hebrew, Pentecost was called Shavuot, which means weeks, because it occurred 7 weeks after the feast of Pentecost, of Passover. And its Greek name is Pentecost, which means 50, again, because it occurs 50 days after the celebration of the Passover. The great Jewish celebrations of Passover and Pentecost were originally agricultural festivals. In Israel, today as in ancient times, there are two harvests, one in the spring and the other in the fall. Passover was a celebration at the beginning of the spring when the crops planted at the end of the winter would first begin to appear. Pentecost, 7 weeks or 50 days later, was the celebration of the first fruits of the spring harvest. These feasts were originally kept by the native Canaanites before the arrival of the Hebrew people from their exile in Egypt. And so, when the Hebrews came into the promised land of Canaan, they took over the religious festivals, which were based on the natural cycle of agriculture in that land. But they reinterpreted the meaning of the festivals to reflect their own experience of liberation from slavery in Egypt. Passover commemorated the night when Pharaoh was forced to let the Hebrew people leave, and the exodus to the promised land began. Pentecost, then, commemorated the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, which was understood to have occurred 50 days after they left Egypt. This ancient pattern of Canaanite and Jewish festivals is the structure for the Paschal experience on which our Catholic Church is founded. Easter, which occurs at the time of the Passover, is the day on which our Lord arose from the dead, liberating us from sin and death. Our Christian Passover, then, corresponds to the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. Just as the Lord of the Old Testament, descended upon Mount Sinai in a storm of fire, so the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in the form of tongues of fire. And just as the Spirit inspired Moses and the prophets to write the Hebrew scriptures, so he inspired the evangelists and apostles to write our New Testament. And just as God gave the Hebrew people the law, the written and oral Torah, to unite the people and to teach the nations, so he has given to us the church, the law of truth and grace, to unite not just one people, but all the nations of the earth. Our experience of Pentecost, then, reverses the ancient curse of the Tower of Babel, when the people of the earth were separated into different nations, speaking different languages. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the Church is pursuing her mission to heal the wounds of sin and division, and to lead humanity after our own period of wandering as pilgrims here on earth, where we have no fixed abode or lasting home, to our own promised land, the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.